A blinding flash over the ocean. A satellite picks it up. A nuclear test that no country will admit to. And then silence. No official statements, no press conferences. Just buried reports, classified documents, in a cover-up so deep it lasted decades. September 22, 1979, a U.S. Vela satellite floating high above Earth detects a double flash, the unmistakable signature of a nuclear explosion. But the problem? Nobody was supposed to be testing nukes there. And yet, someone did. Was it a rogue nuclear state? A secret Cold War experiment? Or was it something even stranger? September 22, 1979, high above Earth, a Vela-class reconnaissance satellite drifts silently, scanning the vast empty waters of the South Atlantic. These satellites were designed to detect nuclear explosions, the ultimate watchdogs of the Cold War. For years, they had done their job without incident, until now. At 0:53 UTC, the satellite sensors register something impossible, a blinding double flash, the unmistakable signature of a nuclear detonation. First, a brilliant, short-lived burst of light. Then, milliseconds later, a second, longer glow. The system immediately flags it. A nuclear test just happened. The problem? Nobody was supposed to be testing here. Inside top-secret U.S. defense offices, the alarms go off. The National Security Agency, the Department of Energy, the Pentagon, they all get the same report. A nuclear explosion was detected. Somebody just broke the treaty. And now, the world is watching. Hey folks, before we dive deeper, quick favor please. If you want more stories like this, the kind that slip through the cracks and barely survive the algorithm, please help me by subscribing. All right, back into it. To understand what happened on September 22, 1979, we have to go back. Back to the height of the Cold War. A time when the world was on edge, watching for the slightest spark that could ignite nuclear war. By the late 1950s, nuclear testing treaties were being signed. Countries were supposed to stop detonating nukes in secret. But the reality? Nobody trusted anyone. That's why they built an entire satellite network specifically to catch the cheaters. So the U.S. developed a system to catch anyone who tried to cheat. That system was called Project Vela. The Vela satellites were launched in the 1960s, floating, silent watchers designed for one purpose: detect any nuclear test, anywhere, anytime. And the way they did it? They weren't scanning for radio signals. They weren't tracking missile launches. They were looking for light. Because every nuclear explosion produces a very specific double flash. One bright burst, then a second, longer glow, as the fireball expands through the air. That pattern never happens naturally. So when a Vela satellite picks up a double flash, there's no debate. It means one thing. Somebody just set off a nuclear bomb. And that's when the U.S. government started backpedaling, fast. That's what makes this event so strange. Because on that night, Vela 6911 detected exactly that. A double flash over the South Atlantic Ocean. No country took responsibility. And instead of sounding the alarm, the U.S. government buried it. It's the same playbook every time. If it can't be explained, classify it. If it can't be denied, reclassify it. Why? Because if it really was a nuclear bomb, that meant somebody had just broken the treaty. And worse, somebody had just lied to the world. But the question remains, who set off the bomb and what were they hiding? Okay. The Vela satellite did its job. It saw a double flash. It sent the warning. And then the world went silent. No country stepped forward. No government admitted responsibility. But behind the scenes, every intelligence agency on Earth was asking the same question. Who set off a nuclear bomb in the middle of nowhere? Theory 1, the Israeli-South African nuclear test. One of the most widely accepted explanations is that this was a joint nuclear test between Israel and apartheid-era South Africa. Here's why. South Africa was secretly developing nuclear weapons in the 1970s. Israel, though officially denying it, was suspected to already have nuclear weapons. U.S. intelligence reports suggested Israel was sharing nuclear expertise with South Africa. The test site? Right near South African naval territory. It makes sense, except for one thing. Publicly admitting an ally was breaking a nuclear treaty would have been an international disaster. Instead of exposing them, the U.S. downplayed the event. It wasn't a bomb. It was a meteor. It was a sensor malfunction. It was swamp gas reflecting off Venus. Okay, maybe not the last one, but the excuses were just as bad. The official stance? We're not sure what it was, which is government code for we know exactly what it was, but we're not telling you. Theory 2, a classified experiment. Here's where things get weird. Some believe this wasn't a foreign nuclear test at all. It was a secret U.S. weapons experiment, or worse, something the Soviets were testing. A nuclear-powered spacecraft? A directed energy weapon? A failed Cold War superweapon? The location? Perfectly remote. The reaction? Total silence. And the technology? Potentially beyond what we even understand. Both the U.S. and the Soviets were deep into classified space-based weapons research at the time. The truth is, we may never know if this was a failed experiment or something far more advanced. Theory 3, the it wasn't a nuke theory. Now here's where things get ridiculous. The official explanation for why this wasn't a nuclear explosion? They claimed it was a meteor hitting the atmosphere, or lightning. Or, get this, a rare atmospheric event that looks just like a double flash, but isn't. The problem? Not a single scientist could actually prove that the double flash was anything but a nuclear bomb. And yet, decades later, the official story remains. We don't know what it was. But here's the real question. If it was a nuclear test, why would the US go to such lengths to pretend it didn't happen? If it wasn't a nuclear test, then what the hell was it? And why, even now, is the truth still classified? When the Vela satellite detected the double flash, the response should have been immediate. This was a nuclear explosion. This was exactly what the satellites were built to detect. So why, after the initial reports, did everything go silent? Within hours, the Carter administration was briefed. Intelligence agencies scrambled. A nuclear test meant a violation of international treaties. The U.S. should have been calling for investigations, sanctions, possibly war. Instead, they did the opposite. They buried it. Right after the flash, the National Security Council received an alert. The message was clear. Possible nuclear event detected, South Atlantic. For a brief moment, it looked like history was about to change. Then, the political machine kicked in. Instead of acting on the evidence, the same intelligence agencies that had no problem identifying nuclear tests before suddenly had no idea what this was. Overnight reports were revised. Government officials started walking back the certainty of the detection. Not everyone bought the cover-up, though. Some of the same scientists who built the Vela satellites called it out. They said, flat out, this was a nuke. Every piece of data matched. The double flash was textbook. There was no meteor, no lightning, no sensor error. For decades, classified reports on the Vela incident stayed hidden. It wasn't until declassified documents surfaced years later that we found out something shocking. The U.S. knew this was a nuclear test. A secret presidential report confirmed it. There was a high probability that Israel and South Africa conducted a nuclear test together, but the White House didn't act on it, because acknowledging it meant admitting an ally broke a nuclear treaty. The U.S. may have been complicit. The nuclear balance of power had just shifted. Instead of action, there was denial, and the world was told we may never know what really happened. By the early 1980s, the Vela incident was officially considered unresolved. No public hearings, no formal investigations, no consequences, just silence. Decades later, people still argue over whether this was a nuclear test, despite the fact that every expert at the time said it was. The lesson here? Sometimes the most powerful weapon isn't a bomb. It's control over information. A double flash, a moment in time erased, a nuclear explosion that never officially happened, and a truth that may never be uncovered. In the grand scheme of history, the Vela incident barely registers. No wars were started, no sanctions were enforced, no world leaders were held accountable. It simply disappeared, because those in power decided we don't talk about that. But think about what that really means. If a nuclear explosion, one of the most dangerous acts a nation can commit, can be ignored, rewritten, erased, then how much else has been? History is a fragile thing. It isn't what really happened. It's what we're allowed to remember. The Vela incident is proof of that. Proof that even when the evidence is undeniable, when the truth is captured on film, analyzed by experts, confirmed behind closed doors, the story can still be changed. The truth can still be buried. Because if a nuclear bomb can go off in the middle of the ocean, and governments can pretend it didn't happen, then what else have we missed? Or worse, what else have we been told never happened? Thanks for watching. This has been Divergent Files. Hit like, subscribe, and all the buttons down there that appease the almighty algorithm. The world is strange. The stories even crazier. And we're just here trying to make sense of it all. Thanks for showing up, sticking around, and being part of this wild experiment. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and remember, you are truly appreciated. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.